With tensions high at the Nahr al-Bared camp, UN Emergency Aid Coordinator John Holmes urged Lebanese authorities to allow relief workers and goods to reach thousands of stranded refugees.
What we want to see is access for humanitarian actors and humanitarian goods to the camp to enable basic supplies to reach people, food, water, whatever they need, and also particularly, of course, medical care and medical evacuation for the wounded. That seems to be one of the major problems.
A truce has halted the violence that broke out Sunday at the camp, killing scores of people. But Lebanon's defense minister Wednesday rejected negotiations with Fatah al-Islam militants, raising the possibility of more violence. Holmes appealed to Lebanese authorities to use restraint in heavily populated civilian areas.
We accept the right of the Lebanese government to try to deal with an armed group of that kind, conducting unacceptable activities on their territory. At the same time, we call upon the Lebanese government to exercise maximum restraint inside the civilian camp, and in particular the use of heavy weapons, tank fire and artillery in a very confined space, in a civilian area, is not in conformity with international humanitarian law. And again, we hope they will exercise the maximum restraint in whatever action they feel obliged to take to deal with this armed group.
Karen Koenig Abu Zaid, the Commissioner General of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, says 8,000 to 10,000 civilians fled the camp Tuesday and Wednesday. She estimates another 20,000 may still be there.
We need to be able to get into the camp to see what the needs are there and to try to start repairing the damage if the truce holds.
Abu Zaid says the real worry is public health in a camp that has had no water or electricity since Sunday. She said the refugee agency is sending two emergency officers to Lebanon from the West Bank and Gaza to arrange safe passage for aid deliveries. Authorities say several Red Cross truckloads of food are due to arrive at the outskirts of the camp within the next day. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.